Now, I don't believe this man is corrupt, or I don't think he's unqualified, or I don't think there's any reason for his not being named. And I thought he was a rather good selection, with 5 terms in Congress and 2 terms in the legislature, and on the bench now for the SEC.
I'll tell you what I told some of them that there's been some that have talked to me about him. As quick as I heard about it, Charlie Halleck called me and talked with me about it. First thing I did was to go to Everett Dirksen. Everett gave him a complete approval. Then I went to Lynn Jordan, a Republican from Idaho. And he is very strong for him. I haven't talked to Frank Church, but I asked Lynn if Frank joined him in endorsing him, and he said he did. And I told someone, maybe it's Willis Robertson, I'm not sure, I said, it seems to me that this is a Republican vacancy, and the Republicans have a right, not necessarily to name a man, but certainly to have their man considered and construe doubts in his favor. That's the way I rather feel about it.
Well, I just think they're trying to be very vicious and murder a man for no reason, because...
Well, of course, you know I know Bill Proxmire, and you do, too.
I wish you'd go to that meeting in the morning, though. And,
not in the morning, it's Wednesday morning.
Well, whenever it is.
I'll
be there. And I've read to you from the FBI record, and there's not... one criticism in this boy's record. I never saw him till he came in this office to be appointed after he'd been recommended, but I had the FBI carefully check him, and even the Church and the boy he ran against both said they didn't agree with him politically, but that he was a fine man.
We've got a meeting tomorrow, but I understand he's not coming up
fine.
On Wednesday. However, I'm going both days.
Fine. Well, I will sure appreciate it.
Fine.
Thank you.
Fine.